American film historians recently came across a fascinating discovery when they found the Czech National Film Archive has the only surviving print of the 1929 U.S. movie The Mysterious Island. The archive in Prague stores around 500 films from Hollywood's early days, proof that the global dominance of American cinema goes all the way back to the birth of the film industry. Jan Richter has more in this edition of The Arts.
The American epic movie The Mysterious Island, loosely based on Jules Verne's adventurous novel of the same name, was released in 1929. The Technicolor film starred, among others, the Oscar-winning actor Lionel Barrymore. But it became a financial and critical disaster, according to the Internet Movie Database. One reviewer wrote it was uncomfortably poised between silence and sound, suffering the drawbacks of both eras while retaining the virtues of neither. Film historians long believed no complete print of the film had survived, until experts in the US discovered that the movie had been preserved in the Czech National Film Archive. Deborah Stoiber from the George Eastman House Film Archive recently visited Prague to present a film from their own collection and to examine the sole existing copy of The Mysterious Island.
I decided to take advantage of my trip here to visit the archive, but also to take a look at this wonderful feature film and to see the quality of the image, see the quality of the print, and take that information back with me to the United States so that we can hopefully find funding to do full preservation on this material and, of course, share this with everybody around the world. With the Czech archive, of course, we would be working in cooperation if we were able to use this material and give them access or give them actually new copies of everything, preservation of this title.
Deborah Stoiber is in charge of the Nitrate Film Collection at George Eastman House. The year 2015 will mark the 100th anniversary of Technicolor, and research into Technicolor films led the archivists to Prague.
We're discovering there is a huge amount of information that's never been released to the public. So we're working on a book to come up with the history of Technicolor and to talk about what was done in the chemistry and the creativity of this process. Doing this, we have decided to focus our attentions on Technicolor films and discovering which ones are preserved and available to the public today and which ones are not. So right now, our focus for the next few years will be on these early Technicolor films. And we're finding that these archives around the world have so much of this material that is in very good condition in the vaults, but we need to make copies in order for the public to see.
After the First World War, American movies flooded European cinemas, including those in the newly established Czechoslovakia. Many of them were eventually acquired by the archive, to the surprise of American film historians. Deborah Stoiber again.
This is a rare find. My colleague James Layton was doing research and discovered by contacting the Czech Film Archive, asking if they had any two-color Technicolor. And they said, oh yes, we have this title. And it was a real surprise. The George Eastman House has only a small fragment of that film. We're talking maybe just a few seconds long. And this was the only known material at that time. We believe another archive in Europe may have a small piece as well, but nothing nearly as complete as what's here in Prague.
The Czech National Film Archive boasts 150 million meters of film material. The Mysterious Island is one of around 500 silent US films preserved in its collections. The man in charge of movies made in English-speaking countries is historian Vjaroslav Hába.
It might be surprising, on the other hand, the massive import of American films after the First World War was so big that American films are shown all over Europe, almost all over the world. So it's not surprising at all because these films were shown here and people were very keen, very interested in American films. So I think it's obvious that some of these films survived here.
Mr. Haber says the Czech collection of silent American movies is not unique, as many films of the era also survived in France, Germany, the Netherlands, and even Australia and New Zealand. The Film Archive in Prague has been cooperating with U.S. institutions such as the Museum of Modern Art since the 1960s. In return, the archive received some rare Czech films which were shipped to Prague in the 1980s.
Not long ago, we were approached, for instance, from Tucson, from southern Arizona, where locals were interested in mapping or trying to find out everything about films which were shot there. And we are the only archive having prints Wild West Romance, which is Western with Rex Bell. And they wanted to show it, you know, there in their city and to have it as a part of their history, their film history. So we could help them out and to offer them at least DVD of this film.
When Hollywood studios shipped their films to be shown to audiences overseas, they usually did not ask to get the prints back. This is why some of them eventually found their way to archives and private collections, according to Deborah Stoiber of George Eastman House.
In many cases, what happened was that the studios sent prints overseas to be released in those countries. So a print such as The Mysterious Island would have been shipped to the Czech Republic with a silent film, but with just maybe a little bit of information on what the titles would be. Somebody here in this country would have translated into Czech. Once that was completed and distributed, the studios back in Hollywood would not have wanted the prints back. They would have cost too much money to ship all the way back to Hollywood, and the prints wouldn't have been of any use if they were no longer in English. So quite often the studios would tell other countries, just keep the prints, when you're finished with it, go ahead and just get rid of it. But in many cases, thankfully, prints ended up at the local archives. And in this case, it seems that quite a few films ended up in the Czech archive from all over the world, not just the United States. And as the material is starting to ask research questions, we're finding that there's some wonderful materials in here that would make great preservation projects in cooperation with the Prague, with the Czech Film Archive.
After making a round of cinemas across Czechoslovakia, many of the prints were destroyed, but some were acquired by people who collected Hollywood films already at the time. Jaroslav Haba again.
Prints were not, as a rule, sent back. They were destroyed here. I mean, prints destroyed, salvaged for the silver and the material and stuff. And there were collectors already at the time in the 20s who tried, and many times successfully, to get these prints for their own private collection. And then they were showing these films illegally, sort of, clandestinely. So this is one of the sources why the film survived here.
The Czech National Film Archive marks its 70th anniversary this year. It was founded at the height of the Second World War by Czech film enthusiasts who were trying to preserve this part of the nation's cultural heritage from wartime destruction. After the war, the film industry was nationalized, outlawing the very ownership of film prints by individuals and private companies. That was an important source of films for the archive.
Everybody has to actually, which didn't happen. Nevertheless, everybody was supposed to give it to the state. And then there was another source, unofficial archives or societies or groups of people who tried to safeguard the American or other films before or at the beginning of the Second World War, because German or Nazis did the same thing. They wanted to grab everything what they considered of any interest and take it back to Germany.
Some of the films now featured in the Czech archive also came from private collectors who refused to give up their treasures or from their heirs.
For instance, there is a big collection of he was kind of traveling entrepreneur, film entrepreneur, Mr. Boda. And from his ownership came 1,600 films, rare, precious films, to the collection of National Film Archive. another traveling cinema owner, Bischwitz, Mr. Bischwitz, when he died, so his relatives discovered several or many films in under the floor of chicken coop. And from this source came many Thomas Mix films which didn't survive in other parts of the world, in America as well.
The U.S. film experts now hope that in cooperation with the Czech National Film Archive, they will be able to restore the only surviving copy of The Mysterious Island and eventually show it to audiences in the United States and elsewhere.